This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine. This is the second hour of the show, Macca and Tass. And we're now going to have a chat with Andrew Ford. Andrew is from the Volunteer Fire Brigades of Victoria. And his members are volunteers, some of the 60,000 volunteers that work with the Country Fire Authority to fight fires. And in case you didn't know, Victoria is one of the most fire-prone areas in the world, and major fires happen all the time. The CFA needs to be able to call on tens of thousands of trained and experienced firefighters at short notice, and this is really, really important. But the Volunteer Fire Brigades are having, let's call it, a disagreement with the Firefighters Union. And we wanted to talk to Andrew Ford about this because they actually had a demonstration last week in the city just up the road from us. So good morning, Andrew, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, good morning.
Tell us what's the crux of this dispute, Andrew. There's lots of talk going around, but I actually want to hear from you guys because, you know, you've got 60,000 members. That's a lot of people.
Okay, I might just start at the basics, if I could.
Sure.
CFA services more than 60% of metropolitan Melbourne, something most people probably don't know, and also all of Country Victoria. There are about 1,200 fire brigades, and about 35 of those have paid staff and volunteers working together. The rest of them are fully volunteer. So in CFA, the paid firefighters are negotiating their pay deal, which we welcome them to do and support them. We want them to be paid well. Really, I think most volunteers would like that to be over and done with, give them their pay rise and let's all get on with our work. In amongst that pay deal dispute the union is having with the government and CFA is a huge log of claims that includes a whole lot of features that are basically seeking to give control of the CFA to the union, which will destroy CFA, it'll override CFA operational and resource decision making. It'll diminish the capacity of volunteers, and it will be a disaster for Victoria.
How do they want to exercise that control, Andrew? I mean, it sounds to me like a pretty stupid idea. How do they want to exercise that control?
Look, there's a range of clauses peppered throughout the EBA, and the simple way it's being described is many, many things require agreement of the union before they can proceed. So essentially, it is seeking in the union's log of claims, a power of veto over CFA's operational and resource decision-making. There are a number of other clauses that are hopefully not designed to, but certainly would have the impact of discriminating against volunteers, diminishing support to volunteers, and destroying the fabric of CFA as we know it today, which is an organisation where volunteers and paid firefighters work together in a fully integrated manner. So basically, it's looking to break that core relationship down, and that'll be the start of the destruction of Victoria's firefighting capability we know through CFA.
Andrew, can I just understand what the 1,000 permanent or paid firefighters do in the CFA?
Okay, so 60,000 volunteers, you mentioned, about 880 paid firefighters. In some CFA service areas, the service demand will exceed the capacity of volunteers, and so the model allows the volunteers to be supplemented with paid firefighters on shift. So there are paid firefighters on shift working alongside and with volunteers. There are also operational personnel working across the state in training roles or volunteer brigade support and leadership roles. Essentially, in CFA, the role you perform is based on your skill and your proficiency, not your pay status. And so there's volunteers working at every level of the organisation, and there are paid personnel, some operational, some paid firefighters working throughout CFA.
And so many of your volunteers are actually women, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. There'd be The numbers are not as high as we'd want. I think there's about 21,000 female members in volunteer members in CFA. There's only 3% is the reported figure of paid firefighters are female, but there's about 5,000 frontline operational female volunteers, and then a large number in other brigade support roles.
So you've got about a 10-15% female volunteer workforce compared to a 3% paid workforce.
Well, I think the other thing is you've got 97% of CFA's workforce are volunteers, and throughout that you've got a great mix of communities across Victoria. And look, gender has been an issue of a lot of gender balance, a lot of discussion in recent times. CFA needs to work hard to attract more women into the service, and also more young people, and also people from, I guess, cohorts of the community who haven't traditionally engaged with volunteering in CFA.
So why do you think this gender imbalance exists?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's probably a reflection of other parts.
Is it a male-dominated work culture, perhaps?
It is, and I think, but rather than why it exists, I think the thing we're focusing on is the fact that it is shifting, and the balance is shifting. For those who saw the motorcade of 400 or so trucks into the city on Saturday last week, there was a great number of female firefighters, women firefighters involved in that show. And there's plenty of brigades with really good numbers. There's some parts of the state where that's just the way the cookie crumbles, and some people will volunteer for one thing and others will volunteer for something else.
And if I can just extend the diversity arguments a little bit further, what does that mean for our communities, LGBTI communities? Andrew, do you have any insights into that you can share with us?
I think I can talk about diversity and welcoming of diversity, diversity of opinion, diversity of background, diversity of roles. And so there's a whole lot of work to be done in CFA brigades. There's a whole lot of work to be done right across CFA. And more there are, you might have had a community with third, fourth, fifth generation people involved in whatever community activity in CFA, and you'll get people moving from the suburbs to country, and all sorts of diversity of opinion, diversity of preference, diversity of backgrounds. And there's a big focus on
sexuality and gender included.
Absolutely included. And so there's a big push in CFA to make sure our brigades are reflective of the societies that they are working with, and reflective of a society that's going to be sustainable volunteering into the future. So I think we're conscious of the need to learn and move and really embrace a greater diversity in the membership of CFA. And from my perspective, it also comes down to engaging and embracing a greater diversity of opinion. And I think that the problem we're seeing play out in the newspapers this week and with the industrial concern is that's an issue of, it's not even at a diversity level. This is about volunteers feeling they are being discriminated against and pushed out of decision-making and the very fabric of CFA being eroded simply because they're not paid.
Andrew, can we just pick up on what your real fear is and what the future potentially could look like if the if we continue to head down the path that's being presented as part of these agreement negotiations?
Look, the prospect that we are most fearful of is that Victoria doesn't have its volunteer firefighting force that exists today. Pardon me. that volunteer capacity is eroded, and certainly in the construct of the EBA, not actively supported. Pardon me, I've just got to get a drink of water.
Andrew, it happens to all of us at one point.
You need a fire hose nearby, Andrew. That's what you need.
Yeah, fire the fly.
Yes.
So look, the role of everybody who is working in CFA, as well as performing the role they're employed to do, whether that be a paid firefighter, or a trainer, or whatever else, and it's written in legislation, is to encourage and maintain and strengthen the capacity of volunteers. Victoria, you mentioned, being one of the most fire-prone areas in the world, would not have its emergency services capability were it not for volunteers. If we lose that volunteer capacity, not just on the front line, but also in incident management roles, big fires such as we've seen in Wye River and other fires this year, big fires as we've seen in Black Saturday, the need to mobilise thousands of trained and skilled and experienced volunteers, if they are not there, we're going to have all sorts of bother.
Yeah. Andrew, thanks for your time. Really, really appreciate it. I know that you haven't done a lot of media on this issue. We really appreciate your time. It's a very, very complex issue. We'd like to talk to you again in a few weeks, a month or so, see how this is panning out. It's an issue of great importance to Victorians.
Yep.
Once again, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. And thank you to all the 60,000 volunteers as well.
And look, if I could just say, volunteers are there to support their communities. If there's any chance communities could get behind this, seek to understand what we're talking about, and certainly pop your local politician, your local MP a line. Basically, our message is hands off CFA. Do not hand control of CFA over to the United Firefighters Union.
A good message. Thank you, Andrew, and let's hope you don't have to use your volunteer capacity today.
Thank you very much.
You are on Joy 94.9, Saturday Magazine. Stay with us. Harry Tucker's going to talk to us about quick flicks real soon. Stay tuned.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.